This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants. They came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
With Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. We are live at Facebook, at our website, therealside.com, and there's also a chat room, so you can hang out on Facebook, or you can hang out in the chat room, talk to our fabulous producer, Tammy. And if you want to give us a call later at 855-732-5563, we might be taking phone calls. Tonight, we're going to be having a fabulous discussion with a wonderful, wonderful guest, Susan Olson from the Women's Defense League of New Hampshire, coming on around 9:15 or around quarter after the hour. But today in the news, I saw something super interesting. Most of you might have heard that California, people in California created this initiative, this ballot initiative, to split up California into three states. So there would be Northern California, Southern California, and just California. Now, apparently this was backed by some billionaire. It seems that so many billionaires have so much money to spend on political issues that they spend money on things like that. But, you know, even though they got enough signatures for this to actually be on the ballot in November, which would be really quite amusing, the Supreme Court said, no, we're going to nix that for now, and we'll make a decision later on whether we'll let it fly for 2020 or we'll just negate it altogether. So it's kind of interesting how that's going to work, since they allow ballot initiatives there. Personally, I think ballot initiatives are a bad thing, because you have billionaires like this who will paint these great pictures and push all their propaganda, whether it's true or not, getting people to sign on and jump on board without actually knowing the truth. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. The court issued a unanimous order removing the measure from the ballot. So they are ordering further legal arguments on whether or not it will happen again in the future. I find this awfully interesting. It was interesting in the first place that it even made it on the ballot as an initiative, but there's been stranger things that have happened in California. Another one that's happened in California is also very interesting and could actually sway ballot initiatives. I'm not sure if you heard about this one or not, but in San Francisco, of all places, the Department of Elections issued voter registration forms for non-citizens who are eligible to vote for members of the San Francisco Board of Election. That's right. You heard that correctly. San Francisco is allowing non-citizens to vote in local elections. These are people who are not legal citizens. Illegals or legal, trying to get here, trying to become legal citizens, but they are not legal citizens. They get their own special voter registration form for non-citizens. How exactly does that work out? They claim that the reason they're doing that is because they believe everyone should have a voice in Board of Education elections. Now, you know, everyone should have a voice if their children are in the school, and, you know, of course, as we have to, as taxpayers, pay for illegals and other people who aren't actual citizens' children to be educated, but giving them a vote as if they're an actual citizen, that might be pushing it a little too far. It seems to me that maybe the San Francisco Board of Education just wants to keep the votes more along the lines of how they want to push their educational agenda, as opposed to maybe making the board, the school, public schools better in San Francisco. I'm not quite sure. They have quite a bit of problems in San Francisco. I think the other day, an official in San Francisco, might have even been the mayor, said that there was a huge feces problem. Well, geez, I wonder why you allowed it to be legally done on all the city streets. So of course it's going to be legal, and of course there's going to be a lot of it. So I'm not sure why they're surprised about that. But it just goes to show one reason why some people did want a ballot initiative to split up the states, split up the state into three. Although it probably would still just end up being three failed Democrat-controlled fiefdoms, because that's what California has turned into. It's got one of the biggest economies in the state, one of the biggest economies in the world, the sixth largest, I believe. But yet they have the highest poverty rate. People can't afford to live there. They have the highest homeless rate. Why is that? Not because they have this booming economy and everybody has a job and everybody's, you know, can actually make ends meet. No, that's not why. They Democrats have run the state and the local towns and cities into the ground. And it's for reasons such as letting non-citizens vote. When you completely ignore the actual citizens that you're supposed to represent, that's a problem. And California's chickens have been coming home to roost with all the kinds of different things that we've been seeing, not to mention the fact that people are fleeing. But it's always interesting that they have these really... what's the word I want to use? I want to say interesting, but that's not really interesting. It's somewhat insane on occasion, and it's also somewhat crazy. But we'll be back in a minute after the break, and we'll be back with Susan Olson to talk about red flag laws.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you, whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. He might have said once came flying from
me. On Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. Check out TheRealSide.com. You can also download apps for your Android and your Apple iPhones and other apps so that you can take us anywhere with you when you're traveling anytime. Also, check out the chat room on the website. You can hear us over there and chat with other people and make comments on the show. So for the next several segments. I am going to be speaking with Ms. Susan Olson, who is the legislative director of the Women's Defense League of New Hampshire. I wanted to bring Susan on because there are a slew of what are called red flag laws popping up all over the country. And these laws are being painted as, oh, this will help against, you know, gun violence and mass shootings, etc. But the reality is far from it. So without much further ado, Ms. Susan Olson, welcome to the show. Uh-oh. I can't hear. I don't know if you can hear or if I'm muted. I'm not quite sure if I'm just mute and can't hear things, or
I just heard her,
or if I just can't hear Susan.
Well, we'll try and pick her up
at the break. Or something completely went crazy.
We'll try and pick her up at the break, okay, Kimberly?
I have no idea what's going on. I can't hear our fabulous producer either.
We'll try and pick her up at the break.
Okay, did we lose her on the phone call?
I'm not sure.
Let me just double check. I will double check with her. There she is.
Hello.
Are you there, Miss? Hello, Miss Susan. I'm sorry. Did you hear your introduction at all?
No. Was it flattering, I hope?
It was fabulous, and I don't know if anyone else heard it either, to be honest with you.
They did. Everybody got it.
They did. Okay, so everybody else heard it. So at my last line was, without much further ado, other than some silence in the middle. Ms. Susan, I explained that these red flag laws are popping up all over the place, and they're being painted as, oh, these are good, they'll stop gun violence, and they'll you know, curb mass shootings, whatever. But the reality is far from it. So would you explain at a high level right now, and we'll get into more details later, what a red flag law is?
Well, a red flag law is sort of the affectionate term for something called an extreme risk protection order. And you're familiar with protection orders that get issued by local law enforcement. For example, someone's threatening someone, whether it's a spouse or an angry employee, and they've made threats against someone, that person who believes they have been threatened goes to local law enforcement and says, I've got a problem here, and then the police may take it to a judge, and that judge issues the equivalent of a restraining order. And it could be a, I don't know, 300-foot distance or stay aware, this or that and the other. Well, the hoplophobes thought this was kind of cool, and they could make it better. And so they have decided that when you have people that someone believes is potentially dangerous or scary or different or in their mind perhaps poses a threat to them, they can go to perhaps local law enforcement and report this person, and they don't just get this protective order, whether it's a physical separation or not. What they do is the local law enforcement gets to go in and take these people's firearms, which accomplishes many goals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they're pretty sneaky.
So they just, but it's based on, I mean, do they have to get actual proof that a potential person is a threat or a danger?
Well, and that's one of the things that's really at issue here is, how do you determine whether someone's a threat? You know, here in New Hampshire, we tried to fight an amendment a couple of years ago that got included into the Medicaid expansion bill that would say that perhaps people who'd had some form of mental health counseling, and whether that was postponed postpartum depression or a service person coming home and maybe needing a little time to decompress back into normal life, or the death of a spouse or a child. You know, everybody mm-hmm. has problems every now and then, and that in New Hampshire, that was a sufficient threshold to have your records sent to the feds to make you permanently a prohibited person, not just forever lose your firearm, but the issue here is what makes that determination? That's what's so nebulous. And in the law that's currently being looked at here in New Hampshire, the draft of the legislation, that is, there is no criteria. It's you go to the police and the police make the determination. There's no threshold, no criteria.
And that doesn't that leave it open up for massive amounts of abuse?
Well, that's what makes it so cool for the anti-gunners. That's why they like it so
right.
much.
Right. It's like their legalized version of swatting.
It is. It is indeed swatting.
And for those who don't know what swatting is, it's when you call the police to tell someone, tell them there's an emergency going on at someone's house because they're a political foe, and there's nothing really going on, but the police are sent there. So that's what swatting is.
Yes, and the sole purpose of these red flag laws, these extreme risk protection orders, is to take people's guns. Now, there's nothing in any of the laws that I read that said they also are relieved of their baseball bats or their carving knives or their, cans of wasp spray or bear spray.
Mm-hmm.
It only talks about guns. So it's a single-purpose law that's cloaked in something that is wants people to make them feel safer, perhaps.
All right, Ms. Susan, on that note, we will be back and talk about this further and probably get some more gun control issues in as well. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Still in damage control mode after what many saw as a weak performance at the Helsinki summit, President Trump now says he warned Vladimir Putin there could be no more election interference. The president tells CBS News he holds Vladimir Putin responsible for meddling as the leader of his country, but he shrugs off criticism that he wasn't forceful enough at Helsinki.
You have people that said you should have gone up to him, you should have walked up and started screaming in his face. We're living in the real world.
The president says he warned Putin not to interfere again, but he also bristles at the criticism he faced this week.
It's just a fake news deal. They love this narrative. Nobody has been tougher on Putin and on Russia than Donald Trump.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Yeah. Hey, there you go.
Messina, but I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. Joe let Tammy and I take over again. I think he might be losing it a little by letting us take over this much. It's fabulous. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. Check out TheRealSide.com, and you can check out, there's a chat group in the on the website discussing the show, listening to it live. You can check it out on Facebook and chat back and forth. We're going to continue the conversation with Miss Susan Olson from the Women's Defense League of New Hampshire about red flag laws and the reality and the truth about what these laws are doing. Now, Susan, you were, and thank you for coming, by the way, coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
You were talking about something, you know, they don't really have sort of a reason. They don't really have what defines someone who should be called for this or who should have their firearms confiscated for this. What exactly, I mean, what does that mean? Does that mean if you just don't like your neighbor or you are mad at your brother, you could make something up and that could happen?
Well, and that's the fear. The language in the draft bill here in New Hampshire provides no guidance whatsoever on what would constitute the basis for taking such a complaint to the local police. And even worse than that, it gives the local law enforcement the sole discretion whether or not to make that determination. There's not a physician called in. There's not a need for any sort of examination of the person. The police, local law enforcement, has the sole discretion to make that decision. So it's a frightening thing. And whenever, you know, so many times good ideas, good intentions go horribly, horribly wrong because they're not thought through. My family using people's fear to get these passed in legislatures and packaging up with a big red bow that says, this is going to keep you safe. The police will come and take this person and disarm them, this person, and you will be safe. But I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it. 13 states have bought it, however, though.
Well, and that's the thing. Number one, you're not actually safe. If the person truly is a problem, they'll either find a way to get firearms, because that's what criminals always do. They don't obey the laws, or they would perform whatever actions they're being accused of potentially performing in the future with something else.
Well, so, and that's the thing. This only focuses on the removal of firearms.
Of course.
Like I said earlier, it doesn't take their baseball bats.
And the problem is there's no due process until after the fact.
Exactly. And by its very definition, that is no due process.
Right. So you're guilty, so the police are the judge and jury before that you even get to go that far. Which then, of course, costs you thousands of dollars, and, you know, it could be your livelihood, or it could make you so you're unsafe and unable to protect your own self, correct?
Yes, and, you know, we both are aware of the abuse that has occurred with domestic violence orders. I'm not saying domestic violence isn't an issue, but... You know, the stories of women making things up or men making things up just because they're angry, they're in a bad situation, and they go and complain to take it out on that other person. The lifelong consequences of these things, I'm not sure anyone has really thought through, because in the case of this disarmament, okay, all right, let's go flashback, if you will, to 1996. Something called the Lautenberg Amendment, which was folded into actually a budget bill. And this Lautenberg Amendment serves as the primary framework for most domestic violence law statutes in states. And in New Hampshire, which is the one, of course, with which I'm most familiar, in New Hampshire, the domestic violence statutes say that in the event of a misdemeanor conviction of a domestic violence crime, that at that point a person may be permanently separated from, actually they will be permanently losing their rights to a firearm and ammunition. The process of a misdemeanor violence case through the courts says that a judge may have firearms removed from the defendant's home. A conviction of a misdemeanor or the accusation of a felony charge will have that same result. Now, when you follow the origins of the Brady Act and what came out of the whole idea of a prohibited person, one of the prohibited persons, one of the nine prohibited persons under the federal firearms laws are persons convicted of a misdemeanor domestic violence. So that person will be forever banned from owning a firearm unless they're able to clear their name. With these red flag laws, again, in the absence of some way in a state, local state, to clear your name, you will be forever barred. And these things have knock-on effects. And I'm not sure it's all been thought through that clearly, or maybe it has, and I'm just giving these people the benefit of the doubt, and they're worse than I think they are.
Well, I'm prone to think the latter.
Well, I think we've both been around enough politics to probably think that.
Right. Unfortunately. And the sad part is they, like you said, they're making people believe that this is going to make them safe somehow. But we all know better than that, that it's not going to make someone safe. Restraining orders don't make anyone safe. And that's just a piece of paper. So, you know, to try to make someone feel like they're going to be more safe when it's in fact not true, at the same time, infringing upon the rights of all Americans by even pushing this forward is pretty egregious.
The sad truth is that these laws will only affect persons who are law-abiding.
Right.
All right. If you're determined to hurt somebody with whatever means at your disposal, you will. So whether it's a restraining order, whether it's a extreme risk protection order, it won't matter. And you and I are both familiar with cases where women, in fact, have been killed, even though they are holding that piece of paper that was alleged to be able to protect them from their killers. It just doesn't happen. So
right.
There's presumptions here that, yes, people will follow the law, but the law-abiding people, in fact, are the ones that will suffer the worst here because they'll willingly turn their firearms over, right?
Of course. They're the ones who, we're the only ones who obey the laws. I mean,
that's
murder
right.
is illegal. Hello, murder is illegal.
Most everywhere that I know of, yes.
Yeah, pretty much.
And assault is illegal. Most everywhere I know, except maybe in Concord. But that's probably whatever. But the point is that all these things presume that people will follow the law and that we just need one more law, just one more law to make everybody safe, and it won't. This gives people, and I hate the term, but it gives them weapons that they never had before to harm others.
Right, right. It gives them more weapons to hurt actual law-abiding citizens, as opposed to the bad guys who won't be following them in the first place. We'll be right back, and we'll talk more about this with Ms. Susan Olson of the Women's Defense League of New Hampshire.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't.
What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. Check out the chat room on our website. You can chit-chat about the show with other listeners, or you can just check out Facebook Live and chit-chat with other people on there as well. I am here with Susan Olson from the Women's Defense League of New Hampshire, and we've been talking about the horrific red flag laws that are being put into place across the country and will be coming to a local state legislative session near you this fall. Ms. Susan, we were talking about what the gray area is, how they really don't actually list out reasons for anyone to actually have for identifying someone who supposedly is a danger. Is that what you found in most of the ones that you've looked at as well?
Correct, and interestingly enough, in a couple of them, the notion that someone possesses a license to carry is presumptive. So that can be one of the reasons that you submit to either local law enforcement or to a judge that, oh my goodness, they already carry a firearm, so they must be potentially dangerous. There's lots of unfortunate connections that could be drawn here, excuse me, or or used against someone. And don't let anybody kid you. This is nothing more than another step towards disarming law-abiding citizens. Now, granted, there are people who do bad things and should pay the price for them, but this is one tool in the anti-gunners' toolbox to continue their goal of disarmament while casting it as another public safety measure. And if you don't do your homework, and if you don't think about it, and if you don't read this stuff, you go, well, okay, you know, nobody called the police on that kid who did this or that, and there were all these warning signs after the fact. Either we go to what was that Tom Cruise movie, Minority Report, where we have pre-crime, where you can impute reasons to people that don't exist just because they have some attitude, or maybe they're having a bad day, and mm-hmm. that you can say, yep, they're going to hurt me, so you must stop them before they do. It's a scary thing, but it's disarmament, period, stop, at the end of the day, in nice public safety clothing.
And the scary part is, it's not just Democrats who are pushing these. There's Republicans who have jumped on board across states too, like Florida, Massachusetts, yep. Vermont. I thought Republicans were supposed to be for freedom, liberty, and the Bill of Rights.
Well, one would think that, but increasingly we know that that's not the case. In the absence of being able to fix things, maybe you just want to buy votes. And if
right.
you go along with this, hoping that you're going to get yourself reelected. And sadly, in New Hampshire, our own Governor Sununu commissioned a report, I don't know, maybe springtime, to examine what needed to be done to strengthen, to harden New Hampshire's public schools to keep kids safe. And he appointed this commission of the local suspects that know nothing about it, and came out with a report with this really, really cool, full-color, glossy cover of happy people and happy children. And one of the considerations in the conclusions and recommendations was to, in fact, study the issue of extreme risk protection orders and what role they might play. Say the local guidance counselor thinks your kid is a troublemaker, and the local guidance counselor calls the local police, and so your child doesn't go home and rifle through your firearms and come back and shoot up his neighborhood. They just pick the kid up because they think maybe he's got a problem. If we'd just known, if we'd just acted, if we'd just paid attention. I don't buy that. This makes people
there were laws,
feel good.
Yeah, there were laws in place in Florida that would have allowed the Parkland shooter to be at least checked out by true mental health people, nothing to do with firearms, but actually check him out because he had a very long history of issues. No one did a damn thing. Nothing.
Well, but, you know, and that's also part of that very steep and slippery slope is, at what point do you take away someone's rights? At some point, how do you make the determination to intervene in someone's life based on your knowledge or the knowledge that someone provides you? How do we not harm people in the process? Granted, some of these young people, they're not all young people, but crazy people are crazy people, all right?
Well, and that's my thing. In Parkland, they knew he was crazy long before he ever even had a firearm. But what I'm saying is...
But did he break a law? Did he break a law?
No.
Do we just pick people up and round them up if they haven't broken a law?
That's
the problem.
No one was saying he should be arrested. We have a real serious issue with our mental health laws, and people are conflating mental health and firearms. And we've had this discussion before. Those two are totally, completely different. They should not be married together. They should not be at all. We have serious mental health issue law issues, and they failed. That's why they failed in Parkland, even though they had some laws in a place that could have potentially helped him before anything worse happened.
Sure. The wholesale stigmatization of people suffering from mental illness in varying degrees and making other people think that because they have these problems that they are inherently and automatically dangerous is just wrong.
Right.
It's just wrong. Mental illness is not a crime.
No, and not everyone who is mentally ill is going to hurt someone. In fact, statistics prove that most people who have a mental illness are more likely to be a victim than they will ever commit a crime.
Exactly.
But they conflate these, yeah.
This is an easy fix. This makes people feel better. It says, well, we've done something and this will stop it. And then the next time something happens, well, you know, we just need one more law.
One more law.
And that'll fix it.
Thousands of laws.
It's a sad situation.
Right. Thousands of laws on the books that we have currently today haven't seemed to work to stop criminals from committing murder, which is already illegal. But some more laws are going to supposedly help?
I don't think so. There's some 55,000 firearms laws on the books.
Yeah.
Just one more.
Of course, the Second Amendment people will tell you, we need more. We don't have any laws.
I know. Well, maybe somebody ought to call a red flag on them.
Right. Well, if you notice, and you and I both know this quite well, the people that are the loudest about gun control are usually the most nuts. They're also violent, and they probably shouldn't. They know they, as individuals, shouldn't own a firearm, so they don't want anyone else to own one.
Well, Stanislav Mishkin, you know who he is. Russian fellow who's not the flavor of the week, but a guy who came to the States back in the 80s. He wrote something that I look at routinely, and he says, do not be fooled by a belief that progressives, leftists, hate guns. Oh, no, they do not. Mm-hmm. What they hate is guns in the hands of those who are not marching in lockstep of their ideology. They hate guns in the hands of those who think for themselves and do not obey without question. They hate guns in those whom they have slated for a barrel to the back of the ear.
And on that note, Miss Susan, that is, you need to share that with me. Tell people where they can find out more about you and your efforts and the Women's Defense League.
Well, the Women's Defense League, you can find the website at www.wdlnh.org. That's short for Women's Defense League of New Hampshire. We have a Facebook page. I'm the class Luddite because I don't do any of that Twitter stuff, but certainly they can find us on the website. They can find us here in New Hampshire, almost anywhere. We're out and about. We're teaching classes. We're training women. We're at the State House. We're your neighbors.
You are, and thank you so much again for coming. I will probably have you on again to discuss it when the legislative session starts. Remember, people, we'll be back on the other side, and we're going to have guest John LaRosa of Four-Tier Strategies to talk about campaigns and elections and candidates. We'll be right back. Go to the website and check.